For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning for another great show related to health and wellness. Today, I got some great topics lined up for you. We're going to be really dissecting some of the issues around omega-3 fatty acid supplementation, and I'm not going to call today's show's topic fish oil, because we're going to be more specific than that. Today, we're going to be talking specifically about omega-3s. And this is a very important conversation to have because there are some specific aspects of omega-3s that people need to understand, particularly how omega-3s are broken down into two primary classifications as far as active constituents, and that's the EPA and the DHA. Now, when you talk about the general concept of fish oil, there's lots of other things in fish oil besides omega-3s. So we're going to be discussing the specifics of it today, which is important because different aspects of these omega-3s are more suited for different conditions. And if you want to be a savvy consumer, if you want to understand why you're taking an omega-3 supplement, what you should be looking for in your omega-3 supplement based on the concerns that you're having, you need to understand the information in today's show. So I just want to give a quick plug to all of our previously recorded shows. You know, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., and we've been doing the show for over 3 years now, bringing you great information related to health and wellness. If you're just tuning in or if you want to go back and listen to some of the shows we've done over the past, the easiest way is to go to the Village Green website, which is www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little radio show, little radio microphone. If you click on that, it'll take you to the archive show link. And we provided for you all of our previously recorded shows that you can download for absolutely free. There is no charge. You can stream them right there on your computer, or you can download them in an iTunes format to load onto your MP3 player, iPod, iPad, whatever it might be, and listen to it at your convenience. And I've had many, many people use that resource and provide themselves an amazing education related to health and wellness at absolutely no charge just by listening to those shows. We just recently added, when you click on that page, there's a section you can go to that's basically the employee picks. And myself and Dana Lake, my co-host, just recently went through every single show we've done over the last 3 years and picked out our absolute top favorites. The best doctors, the best interviews, the best topics, and we've showcased them there for you. So if you just want to get the highlights, the best of, mind you, or per se, that's a great place to go ahead and look. So I have on the phone with me today Christopher Speed. He is the founder of Manami Nutrition in the USA branch, and he started that about 5 years ago. He's a dietitian and nutritional scientist, and he's always been interested in the effect that essential fatty acids have on specifically heart disease and depression. He's worked with a number of respectable research groups who looks at healthy traditional eating styles, which all revealed that a high omega-3, low omega-6 fatty acid footprint is ideal for health. So, Christopher, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Passero.
Now, I really want to just sort of start off by talking about, you know, something that you touch on in your bio, and that's this aspect of this ratio between omega-3s and omega-6s. Maybe you can explain to our audience first, just to put this into a framework, you know, what are these essential fatty acids? Why are they called essential? And why does this conversation really boil down to omega-3s and omega-6s? And then I think we'll touch upon what each one is, where you find them, and how those ratios get a little bit skewed. But maybe you can provide just some basic background information for the listeners.
Sure. There are two essential fatty acids that are essential because our body doesn't make them. Therefore, if we don't get them in our food, we could be theoretically deficient in them. And one of them is called linoleic acid or omega-6, and the other one is called linolenic acid, which is an omega-3. Now, both of these are really important fats that produce hormones in the body, that produce a lot of secondary messengers that allow our cells to work in cohesion with one another and promote health. Now, an interesting fact is that in the current modernized, westernized diet, we are consuming far, far, far higher amounts of the omega-6 form of the essential fatty acid over the omega-3.
Now, let's just back up for a second. I just want to highlight something you said, Chris, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
These omega essential fatty acids are named as essential because, as you said, our body does not produce them. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You also said that the only way that we can get these things is via our diet. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Now, you also said that these omega-3s and omega-6s are vital to our health and influence our hormones, inflammatory cascades, and other very important cell signaling. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So I just want to highlight those points that we're talking about a type of fat that our body cannot produce, that is only available to us through diet, that has profound influence on how health is expressed in our bodies. And I bring that up and I emphasize it because in our culture, there is very little emphasis placed on the power of diet and nutrition and its ability to influence and affect health. Our current medical model pays very little attention to the fact that nutrition can do anything for people. There is no emphasis in our current model to give people the tools and education that they need in order to use diet and nutrition as a form of medicine. But I will tell you, and I will tell you again and again, that food is medicine, and food will always be medicine, and it's one of the most powerful medicines that you can use to affect your health. And omega-3 fatty acids and essential fatty acids are one of the prime examples of this. So I just wanted to highlight that, Chris.
Take that even further. The frontier of research in this 6 and 3 debate and this arena is really starting to make classic medical practitioners, people that might not have believed as much in nutrition due to abundance of reasons, to really look twice at the science. Because as you correctly reemphasized, the amount of 3s and 6s that we're consuming have an enormously powerful effect on the health of the trillion cells in our body. So, it is a really, really vital thing to be conscious of.
You're right. We do see that. Now doctors are starting to recommend fish oil supplements. Now prenatal multivitamins contain omega-3 fatty acids because of their importance on brain health and retinal development in developing children. So, yes, finally, the research is proving what we've known all along. It's just a huge shortcoming in our current medical model that nutrition is entirely overlooked. And unfortunately, for years and years and years, people suffered needlessly because these issues were ignored. And now finally they're coming to the forefront, which is, I'm glad they are, but you know, this is why other forms of medicine, other forms of holistic models that incorporate nutrition into all of the basic needs that the medical community already supplies is so critical for people to reach optimal health. So,
yeah, and to make it even more interesting, the omega-3 part is really just a part of the equation, because omega-3s have an incredibly powerful effect on improving health and wellness. When you have even most heart and degenerative foundations globally all requesting and debating that we need to be giving consumers more 3s, you know, you're definitely onto something that's of a positive notion to overall health and wellness and disease prevention. What they are also starting to realize is probably an even more of an apart point there is that omega-3s are great, but unless we really control our current omega-6 intake, there will be a maximum effect that you'll see with omega-3s. And so the focus is really becoming on balancing a higher intake of 3s with a reduced amount of 6s.
Right, which plays right into another shortcoming that I would say of how this research is being applied. If you're just getting told to take an omega-3 supplement, but you're not being coached on what you need to do with your diet to reduce omega-6 intake, you will see some improvements in your health, but it will be nowhere near the possibilities that come with incorporating a full holistic plan. So you can't look at these things in isolation, and people truly do need to understand how important food is for their overall health. And, you know, it just it frustrates me because it's something that is so often overlooked, and people come to my office every day having been around the block to God knows how many doctors, and it's an issue that has never been touched upon, that has never been emphasized, and our current medical model does nothing to support it. There's no insurance coverage for seeing nutritionists, dietitians, holistic practitioners that can coach people on this, so people are stuck. They can't afford it, and nobody's providing that information, and it's an absolute total disservice to people in our country trying and seeking for medical care. So let's get off of that topic for a minute. Let's get back on this omega-3, omega-6 issue. And what I want you to touch on when we come back from the break, Chris, is I want you to explain to people how the ratios get so out of balance. You know, I want you to help people understand what foods are they going to find omega-3s in, what foods are they going to find omega-6s in, because as you already explained, these fats primarily really only come from diet. So if we're having these skewed omega-6, omega-3 ratios in the body, how are we getting there? And then really, what is the science telling us as far as, you know, when you have these out of balance ratios, what do they mean for our health? What do they mean for the chemical signals that are happening in our body day to day? So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back after this break to pick up our conversation on omega-3 fatty acids.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and cognition. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so please remember to tune in your dials if you're interested in learning more about health and wellness. The show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. That is a local health and wellness pharmacy located here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been operating for over 40 years in the community, offering a variety of health and wellness products, supplements, vitamins, lotions, everything natural that you could imagine to put in your body and on your body. They have a regular pharmacy where you can get your prescriptions filled. And very uniquely, they have what's called the compounding pharmacy that makes custom vitamin, nutrition, and hormone and drugs for people, totally customized. Really, really wonderful resource. If you've never been, make sure you stop on in. Today, we are talking about omega-3 fatty acids. And again, as I mentioned in the first segment, I'm not calling the topic today fish oil. I'm calling the topic today omega-3s, because really what we're doing is getting in to the real nitty-gritty about omega-3s. And specifically, I want my special guest on the phone, who's really an expert in this area, to help us understand some of the differences between the two main active constituents in omega-3, that's the DHA and the EPA. Because as a savvy consumer, if you're out there buying an omega-3 product, whether it's a fish oil or a different type of concentrated omega-3, you need to understand how to use these. I can't tell you how many people come into my office and they say, yeah, I have this issue. Well, yeah, I have some depression or anxiety, or, you know, I have some early stage heart disease, or I'm recovering from a mild cardiac issue, or I have some inflammatory issues. And I heard taking fish oil was good, so I started taking it. And I ask them how much they're taking or what product they're taking. And, you know, yeah, it's great to get some omega-3s, but they are nowhere near the therapeutic range or the right ratios for their condition. So basically, although it's not harmful what they're doing, the therapeutic effect that they're getting is extremely minimal compared to what they could be getting if they knew exactly what to be looking for in their product as far as quality, as far as concentration, and if they knew what to get as far as levels of EPA and DHA for their specific condition. Because the reality is, the research is solid. There's very good research about these omega-3s affecting many different health conditions, but you have to know how to use them appropriately. It's just like any medication or any drug or anything that you're putting in your body. If you don't know how to use it, you're not going to get the maximal benefits. So on the phone with me today is Christopher Speed. He is the founder of Manami Nutrition in the USA department. He founded them about 5 years ago. It's a really neat, very unique approach to omega-3 supplementation that we're going to talk about later. And he's been working in this field for a really long time. So, Chris, can you sort of explain to us a little bit about, you know, in the last segment we talked about these omega-3s come and omega-6s come from diet. And we're talking about ratio, because ratio here is really, really important. That's the crux of the conversation and how these fats affect our body. So maybe you can tell us, and we know we already established that they come from diet. So let's figure out, where do these things come from in the diet? And how do our ratios get so screwed up? And then how do we eat a diet that balances the ratios?
Yeah, well, just as an example, in the last 100 years, the amount of omega-6s in our diet, which has really become quite ubiquitous throughout the entire food industry nowadays, is around 10% of our daily dietary energy intake.
Now, what's happened in the last 100 years that's made that the case?
Yeah, this is really coming from a few sources. The fact that the entire food industry in the late 70s and early 80s wanted to produce low saturated fat products. So what they did was they removed the animal fats from a lot of the products and they put in processed oils, things like soybean, canola, rapeseed, and overall sort of vegetable oils, which were able to lower the saturated fat content of the food. But what it consequently did was it increased the sixes to a very, very high degree. Also, we're feeding our chickens and our cattle and a lot of the meat products that we're currently consuming with grains. And grains are also very high in sixes, especially if we're using corn and more of the highly processed grain forms. So as a result, most of the foods that most Americans are consuming are having very, very high levels of six in them. Therefore, as we eat those foods, our cells reflect the amount of six that we're consuming, which is at that very, very high amount.
So what I'm hearing you say is that the sixes come from grains primarily. Is that correct?
Correct.
And vegetable sources. So 70s and 80s, they pioneered some research that saturated animal fats are bad for the heart. So there's a big low-fat craze. Everything needs to get saturated fat needs to get out of food. So they start using all of these vegetable-based fats, which are really high in omega-6s, right?
That's right.
And then also, I mean, what is a cow supposed to eat, Chris?
A cow should eat grass.
That's right. Everybody out there, listen, what is a cow supposed to eat? Grass, right? So why in the world would we feed our cows anything but what they were designed to eat?
Yeah, it's a good question, a question that's being tackled by many people around the world. And obviously one of the main reasons is, how do you commercialize the production of beef? How do you commercialize the production of dairy products? Well, you feed them foods that make them grow quickly so they can go to market and make as much profit as possible. That is the reason why we're not feeding them grass.
Oh, you mean so the cattle farmers aren't feeding them grains because they think that the cows will be healthier for the people like us that are consuming them?
Maybe. Imagine that, huh?
Yeah, so that's not happening. So the reason why they're feeding them grain is because it makes the cows fat really fast. And when the cows get fat, they sell for higher amounts and the farmers make more money, which, hey, listen, they got to make a living too. But what it boils down to is that these animals have very high levels of omega-6s in their fat tissue. And when you eat and consume their animal protein, when you consume their flesh, you're going to consume these high amounts of omega-6s from them. And it's really a very terrible practice, because not only does feeding them grains make the meat sick for humans because it has the high omega-6s, which fuels the problems in our bodies, but cows, as I mentioned, are not designed to eat grains. So when cows eat corn and soy and wheat products, they get very sick. And when they get sick like that, they have to be fed massive amounts of antibiotics. And that's where we get into a whole nother issue of antibiotic resistance and antibiotic residues and the major problems that come from the current industry and how cows are raised. So, all right. So here we are getting huge amounts of omega-6 in our diet, really high ratios, because all the animals that we're eating, whether it's the egg that you're eating, whether it's the chicken breast, whether it's the steak, whatever it is, the food source for that animal has been grains, and grains are high in omega-6s. So where are the omega-3s, Chris? You know, people may argue, well, if we're getting a lot of omega-6s, I'm sure we're getting a lot of omega-3s. Where are they coming from and why aren't we getting them?
Well, as a result of not feeding the animals that we eat grass, that is one of the reasons why, therefore, in their tissue that we eat, you're not getting threes. Obviously, when you're feeding an animal grass, there is the plant form of omega-3 in that. So by not giving them the grass, we're not getting as much in our food system.
So if you feed them what they're supposed to eat, like you feed a cow grass, the cow takes the omega-3s out of the grass, does the hard work of converting it, and then you have good quality omega-3s in the flesh of the cow, right?
That's exactly
right. Yeah, from what I've heard, a grass-fed cow has as good or as high ratios of omega-3 fatty acids as wild salmon.
That's exactly it. And, you know, it's really important that consumers really, really, really hear that and vote with your fork. So when you're going to stores and you're buying products, ask and request for the grass-raised chicken, cattle, and so on. The more that we do this as educated customers, the more likely we're going to end up getting healthier produce.
Exactly. Understand this one more time, everyone. Food is medicine, and this is a prime example. Okay, so number one, we get it out of the food source, so the cows now have high omega-6s, less omega-3s. Where else, you know, why else are we so lacking in omega-3s? Any other places that we haven't touched on?
Well, there are some very good forms of omega-3. One of them is most green leafy vegetables. Walnuts is a great example of a nut or a variety of seeds. And actually just eating more fish. The reality with that is most of us do not consume ample enough seafood, which is really the richest form of especially those two omega-3 that you've touched on, the EPA and DHA form. So by eating more fish, by having more of a plant-based diet that is also high forms of omega-3, we could do a great deal to exceed the amounts of omega-3s that we need to support health and wellness. But by virtue of the fact that not many people are following that type of dietary protocol, people are then looking for supplements as a way of supplementing their deficient diet in omega-3s so they can get higher levels every day in a far more easily form.
Right. And the problem is also that when you say consume more seafood, it really depends on what you're eating, because there are only certain types of seafood that really produce high amounts of omega-3s, and it depends on where that seafood came from. Everybody knows that salmon, typically a cold water fish, is really high in omega-3 fatty acids. But the majority of salmon that people are getting out there, whether it's something you're purchasing from the case at your grocery store or something that you're eating at a restaurant, is primarily farm-raised. And farm-raised salmon doesn't have really any omega-3s in it. So it really depends on the quality and where you're seeking out your seafood. So it's becoming more and more difficult to find good sources of omega-3s from the ocean, because on top of that, you deal with pollution and you deal with high levels of mercury content in fish and other types of pollution in fish. It's getting more and more difficult, in my opinion, to find really good quality sources of seafood that have ample amounts of omega-3. It almost seems easier to get them from land-based animals like grass-fed beef at this point, because there seems to be more control and there seems to be less contamination issues as far as getting other things that you don't want in your food besides the omega-3s. So let's, Chris, for talk about a second, what happens in your body when the omega-3, omega-6 ratio gets messed up? Because we've talked about now why it happens, what they are, but where does the rubber hit the road as far as people's health? What does this mean for somebody as far as how they feel on a day-to-day basis, the conditions that they're dealing with, and the actual physiology that's going on in your body?
If you were to look at a cell in a typical American that's consuming a very high 6, very low 3 intake of among foods that they're selecting, you would see an overall inflamed cell. And what that correlates to is inflamed organs, inflamed systems such as your cardiovascular system, such as how your lungs breathe, such as how your brain deals with the chemicals that make you feel good. And as a result of being inflamed by having so much 6 to too few 3s, we see an increased risk of heart disease. In fact, every single type of cardiovascular disease has been linked with too many 6s, too little 3s. Because most chronic diseases, regardless of what they are, have inflammation as the root of why they exist in the first place. In individuals who have higher levels of 6 and low levels of 3, they have a higher risk of being depressed, feeling less self-efficacious, so they feel as though they can achieve and feel happy in every day. We know that, for instance, diabetics that can improve their 6-to-3 ratio have far better control over doing that if they simply make some more wise decisions around their 6-and-3 consumption. So what we see overall is this poor ratio having an effect on essentially every single chronic disease that is unfortunately affecting our quality of life, just from the sense of well-being, to ultimately, what is affecting our ultimate mortality, which is predominantly through cardiovascular disease.
Yep. So at the end of the day, here's what you all need to understand. The cell membrane is one of the most important parts of your cell. There's huge amount of activity that happens in your cell membrane. And these essential fatty acids, omega-3s, omega-6s, are primarily incorporated into your cell membrane. If your cell membrane is rich with omega-6, the omega-6 fatty acids are the precursors. They are the triggers for fueling the chemicals that get produced that trigger pathways of inflammation. Omega-3s are the basis of the triggers that signal pathways that are anti-inflammatory. So if your cell membrane has huge amounts of omega-6 fatty acids that come from grain-fed cows, that come from vegetable oils, that come from the majority of things that people are eating in our culture, that cell membrane is going to constantly be producing high, high amounts of chemicals that trigger inflammation pathways in our body. If it's loaded with omega-3s or the balance is correct, you get a balance of omega-3 to omega-6. You get a balance of inflammation and anti-inflammation. Inflammation is an important part of health. I have said that so many times on this radio show. You have to have healthy inflammatory responses to be able to heal from injury, to be able to deal with infection, to be able to do a lot of important physiological processes in your body. The issue is when those pathways of inflammation are running out of control, that's when you start to develop chronic disease, and that's when you start to really upset the balance in your body. So this whole ratio, this whole idea of balancing omega-3s to omega-6s is critically important, because you have to have the right amount of anti-inflammatory effects to balance the inflammatory effects. And if your diet, the typical American diet, people estimate, what do they say, Chris? The ideal ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 is what? I've heard somewhere around 4-to-1, right? Is that about right?
Four, 4-to-1 is what is currently consumed in Japan and is what is correlated to far lower risk of heart disease.
Okay, so 4 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. So that means you have your body's a little bit more skewed to driving those pathways of inflammation because you need inflammation to survive and be healthy. But it's not so overloaded. Now, the classic American diet, the standard American diet, abbreviated SAD or SAD, for many different reasons, right? I've heard that the ratio can be anywhere of 40-to-1 or even up to 100-to-1. Is that about right?
Yeah, definitely 41 is about the ratio. A recent analysis showed about a 20-to-1 ratio, but there are certain people that definitely can get up to that 100-to-1 ratio, which is, you know, highly pro-inflammatory. And that's why most of these people are presenting to their physicians with a higher risk of certain diseases.
Yep. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking specifically about EPA and DHA, what you need to know about these different compounds, how they relate to health issues, so you can understand how to appropriately use omega-3 fatty acids. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pacero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week with another great show related to health and wellness. Today, we've been talking about omega-3s, a very important topic, and in the last segment, we discussed the importance of this omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, and we talked about how the omega-6 is inflammatory, omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, and the average American on the average diet has way more omega-6s than omega-3s in the body. Basically, what they're doing is they're creating a hotbed of inflammation in their system, and this hotbed of inflammation is going to drive lots of chronic diseases. We know it can contribute to things like anxiety and depression. We know it can contribute to heart disease, certain forms of cancer, chronic inflammatory conditions. So it's a really, really important topic. Now, in this segment, my special guest, Christopher Speed, who's really an expert on a lot of these essential fatty acid conversation issues, is going to discuss with us some of the differences between EPA and DHA. Now, folks, when you go out and you buy an omega-3 supplement, whether it's a flaxseed or whether it's fish oil or whether it's some other type of purified omega-3, you really need to understand the difference between this EPA and DHA, because depending on what condition or what issue you're dealing with, you need to be a savvy consumer and purchase the right type of omega-3 supplement for your issue. You also need to understand what type of dosing you need to implement in order to make these types of interventions useful, to hit what's called that therapeutic window. As I mentioned, a lot of people come in and are taking fish oil supplements or omega-3 supplements, but they're, number one, getting very poor quality ones, they're not getting the right concentrations for their condition, and they're not taking near enough to get to the therapeutic window based on what the research tells us. And again, in this area of natural medicine, in this area of nutraceuticals, the research is very strong. So Chris, explain to us a little bit the difference between EPA and DHA, and then talk to us about some of the different health implications where one might be more appropriate than the other.
Sure. EPA and DHA are both omega-3s, and that's the only thing that they actually share in common in terms of what they actually do in the body. EPA, a whole field of research is really showing that EPA is the main omega-3 that produces the anti-inflammatory effects. So for people that are seeking a multitude of benefits from being lower inflamed, EPA really is the most important omega-3 to do so. The other omega-3, DHA, what we see is this important omega-3 has more of a structural effect. So for instance, if you are a small child under 5 years of age, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding and you want that fetus to be developed really healthfully, you need ample DHA to be laid down in the central nervous system, the brain of that child and fetus. So DHA, for instance, would be an important omega-3 to take high levels of during those stages. So the predominant difference is that EPA tends to have a more of a hormonal anti-inflammatory effect, whereas DHA has more of a structural effect, promoting structural viability and ensuring that cells are able to work and operate together in a healthful state.
Right. I mean, I've always heard, or information that I've always come across in relation to, let's say, DHA. We know that our brain is about 60% fat, and we know that the majority of the fat in our brain is DHA. So a lot of the conditions that relate to depression, anxiety, some of the more issues related to the neurological system or the brain are sometimes more aptly addressed by using certain concentrations of DHA. Is that correct?
Yes. However, there's actually been a few larger trials that are actually looking at this. And when you look at people who are truly clinically diagnosed with major depression, where serotonin reuptake and serotonin metabolism it tends to have an effect, well, first of all, you find that any fish oils, as long as you get to enough, and that's about 1 gram a day, will have an effect. But there appears to be additional benefits by providing high levels of EPA, because EPA appears to allow the cells to metabolize serotonin more effectively. This doesn't mean that DHA is not important, and the brain can do some conversion of EPA to DHA, and DHA will therefore still exist at that very high amount in the brain cells. But from so that you can improve how you metabolize serotonin, therefore feel more elated, feel less depressed, EPA is increasingly becoming the more clinically proven omega-3 for depression and overall mood disorder concerns.
Yes, which has been an interesting shift, and I have been aware of that. And that's been, I believe those clinical trials were relatively new, right, within the last few years?
Yes, and instead of just looking looking at one or two trials, which is what this industry tends to do too much. A variety of meta-reviews that looked at all the research and looked up the summative results of what they were all saying all tend to show that, look, any fish oils are great, but as they start to become an omega-3 supplement where they don't have the superfluous fats in there and you're putting more EPA and DHA into them, they appear to have a greater effect.
Yeah, which is what I have seen as and heard or been seen trending as well. So what other types of conditions? Can we get condition specific, especially where the research is really strong? I know you've had a lot of background as far as looking at heart disease as well as the depression side of things and how it relates to omega-3 fatty acids. You know, where else are we seeing really close ties between conditions and a specific form of omega-3 supplementation, meaning skewing more towards the EPA or DHA side?
Most Americans suffer from it is a condition called metabolic syndrome. Now, that is typified by being overweight, having high blood pressure, being dyslipidemic, which means high levels of triglycerides and or cholesterol, and being what we call pre-diabetic. So you might have diabetes or it's looking like you probably will get diabetes. Now, metabolic syndrome is also that these four characteristics of metabolic syndrome appear to also be underlined by inflammation. Therefore, EPA, high EPA formulations have really shown to be very, very beneficial. Again, it's a bit like the depression argument. A fish oil consumed at enough dosage will have a modest effect, but as you start to make that fish oil into an omega-3 supplement and you give them high levels of EPA, still a little bit of DHA, but high levels of EPA, metabolic syndrome is a great example of a syndrome where if most people used more EPA, they would have a greater chance of actually managing that.
And how about the heart disease conversation?
Heart disease, improving the amount of there's a compound called nitric oxide that actually allows the cell membranes that cover the lining of your entire cardiovascular system to be healthy and supple and actually do their job well. EPA appears to ensure that the heart cells and the cardiovascular system cells are producing ample amounts of this nitric oxide, and it's EPA again that appears to have a really, really beneficial effect. However, so that those cells are viable, DHA is needed. So in good products that are great for heart disease, you tend to find a little bit of DHA in there, but again, mostly high amounts of EPA.
So when we're talking about high amounts of EPA, if you had to say just average, I mean, I know all the studies are different and the research is different for different conditions and different trials have different outcomes, but when we're talking about therapeutic windows for how much EPA somebody should consume to, say, benefit a mental, emotional depression issue or some other type of inflammatory type condition, what kind of threshold are we getting to?
Well, total amount of EPA and DHA, I mean, consensus has been reached among essential fatty acid experts that at least 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram is needed at least for most Americans to even start to get into that therapeutic ideal zone. Now, of that, for heart disease, we would recommend that about 700 milligrams of that be EPA and 300 milligrams be DHA. That would be really where the literature is showing you're getting into the optimal ratio of EPA to DHA at that optimal total dosage.
Now, people need to understand this because when you say 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram, if people are going to buy a omega-3 supplement, oftentimes on the bottle, it will say, you know, each capsule delivers 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s, correct?
That's right.
I see that labeling a lot. But if you actually – what people need to understand is you need to turn that bottle around and you need to look on the very specific supplement facts, nutritional value label on there, and you need to determine and look actually how many milligrams of those omega-3s are specifically the EPA and the DHA, because you may have a product that's a 1,000 milligram soft gel of omega-3s, but it may only be providing a few hundred milligrams of EPA or DHA. And if we're talking about needing to get up to 1 gram of EPA or DHA or 1,000 milligrams of that active constituent, you may be looking at having to take 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 of those pills pills a day to start getting into that therapeutic window, which is why it's so important to find products oftentimes that have these things more concentrated and that are doing it in a way that is congruent with how the body can absorb them and affect them and is doing it in a way that minimizes damage to these very delicate types of structures during the extraction process. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, look, I say to consumers that the sooner they throw the words fish oil out of their vocabulary and they replace it with the words EPA and DHA, far more likely they will be able to purchase a product that's really going to do what they're buying that product for.
Exactly.
Most fish oils are great, but they contain very low levels of EPA, DHA. So by educating yourselves around how to read a label, which is not necessarily an easy thing, so ask stores, ask healthcare professionals how to do that, you will therefore be able to buy a product that gives you what you want, EPA, DHA.
Okay. When we come back from the break, I want to pick up the conversation a little bit more, and I do want to discuss a little bit about the company that you work with, Manami Nutrition, because they have definitely rolled out a very unique approach to omega-3 supplementations and have what I have seen, and I don't think there's anybody else on the market that has any higher concentrated products, which allows people to get to these therapeutic dosing windows without having to take huge amounts of pills. So again, as you mentioned, it's not a fish oil supplement. What it is an omega-3 supplement. And there is a big difference between that when it comes to these active constituents of EPA and DHA. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera, and my co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week for another great show related to health and wellness. Just as a quick mention, Today we've been talking about fish oils, and well, no, we haven't been talking about fish oils. We've been talking about omega-3 supplements, and there's a big difference between omega-3 supplements and fish oils, which we've been describing throughout the entire show. And we've been talking about how important it is to make sure that you're focusing on these active constituents of fish oil, the DHA and EPA, which are the omega-3 component. So in the last segment, Chris, my special guest, kind of explained to us a little bit more about the difference between EPA and some of the conditions they're more useful for. Now, Chris, we talked a lot about EPA, and it seems that EPA, you know, based on the fact that a lot of the issues people are dealing with are related to inflammation, that EPA really seems to be kind of the darling child right now of the two omega-3s, not to discredit or discount the important role of DHA, but when we talked about, you know, mood issues, when we talked about cardiovascular issues, it was really focusing on the EPA issue. So, you know, where does, in your opinion, where does DHA really become the more primary omega-3 to focus on for a health issue?
Pregnant, breastfeeding, or under five.
Okay.
Because they're the three phases where you need DHA to ensure that the central nervous system, brain, is being developed appropriately.
Okay, so that's where we're talking about the aspect of structure.
Exactly.
Okay, so now I do want to talk a little bit about the Manami product. I usually don't do a lot of talk about specific products on the show, but this one is really unique, and I think it offers something new to the market that I would like to discuss a little bit. So the products that you guys have developed are really more of what we're calling an omega-3 supplement and not a fish oil supplement, because you guys have really focused on concentrating the omega-3, specifically the EPAs, into these products. Is that correct?
That's correct. We are not a fish oil line. It's definitely an omega-3 supplement range.
Okay. And I do want to talk about it a little bit, because I think there's some mystery. Everything that I've always known about concentrated omega-3 fatty acid products that come from fish oil, which just about all of them do, I'm pretty familiar with the extraction methods, the molecular distillation, how they screen for heavy metal residues, their ability to create a very pure product, the environmental sustainability of the product. So the way that you guys are doing the extractions on the fish oil to get these highly concentrated omega-3 supplements, I am not quite as familiar with. So I would like you to explain to me and the audience how you guys and your extraction process really continues to meet this aspect of incredibly high purity, meaning very undetectable levels of any types of PCBs, dioxins, heavy metals, how you deal with creating the stability of the fish oil. So basically, when you're doing extraction processes on fish oil, because omega-3s are very delicate, and Chris, I know you know this, I'm explaining to the audience, because they're very delicate, it's very easy to damage these omega-3s and actually make them rancid. And these are reasons why I really encourage people to spend money on their fish oil. Fish oil is not the kind of product where you want to go to the big box store and buy the biggest bottle for the cheapest price, because you're very likely getting a product that hasn't been purified correctly. And if it has been purified correctly, at what expense, meaning what kind of temperatures, what is were it exposed to, and how are those oils degraded during that purification process? Also really important is, you know, what's the overall sustainability of the product coming from fish usually? What kind of fish are they derived from? What's the sustainability of the fishing practices? And are there any other impacts on the environment that your type of extraction process might have versus the more classically used extraction processes?
Sure. Across the board, there is no difference in the environmental footprint of our oils compared to any other brand on the marketplace. Thankfully, I can say that with certainty, because I'm seeing and looking at these companies, and they're doing great things. In terms of sustainability, not even 1% of all fish killed throughout the entire world is used for the fish oil omega-3 supplement category, so a very, very small amount. When you compare that to how many fish are killed to feed our cats and dogs, which is about 15 to 20%, you realize that the industry that I represent really has a very, very small effect on the overall sustainability question. Now, in terms of the difference in technology, we don't use molecular distillation, not because we think it's a bad technology. It's a great technology. But what we found was that there was a limited ability to concentrate oils to a very high degree. And what I mean by that is, if you look at most products on the marketplace, it's very rare to find in one capsule, say, anything more than 700, maybe 750 milligrams of EPA DHA. So what we wanted to do was make a range that went beyond 750 milligrams to over 1 gram of omega-3 in one capsule. Remember, it's in one capsule. So by using supercritical CO2 extraction, what we do is we take advantage of those two words, supercritical carbon dioxide. And what that means is we're literally putting pressure on the carbon dioxide molecules, and we're putting it at a specific temperature so that it behaves like a gas and a liquid. And what we're able to do then is use that carbon dioxide, which I say is going through an identity crisis, to literally capture the EPA and DHA molecules that you find from crude oil and pull them out of the crude oil so that they are no longer a fish oil, but they are now an omega-3 supplement. Now, with molecular distillation, a similar outcome is achieved where you put the oils under a vacuum, you add a certain temperature, and you evaporate off the omega-3s that you're seeking. But there's a limitation to how high you can go in concentration without degrading the oil. Whereas with the supercritical technology, we do use lower temperature, therefore we don't risk rancid, dangerous oils at high concentration. And what we can also do is not just be specific as to whether it's an omega-3 or not, but we can be as specific as to what omega-3 we want to extract. In other words, some products of ours can be high in EPA, some others can be high in DHA, and we can have a variety of blends of EPA-DHA that we see as being linked to a range of chronic disease issues and concerns by consumers.
All right, well, thank you for that explanation. I mean, it's helpful for me because the product is, I mean, from my opinion, relatively new to my world as far as being new to the market of omega-3 supplements. And because most of the standards that are out there are molecular distillation, it's interesting for me to understand how the supercritical extraction process is different as far as pros and cons, and is it creating the same quality of oil? And it sounds like for sure that it is.
A rancidity perspective, and what we do is, in terms of purity, which I think is a really key important point, is we don't want to say to customers ours are pure without proving it. So what we do is we do prove that. Every product that you buy of ours, you can put that lot number into our website, and you'll get a complete independent analysis of the batch that product came from. So you'll see incredibly low levels of oxidization, zero to very, very small amounts. Extremely pure oils, second to none in the industry, because we want to make sure that we're giving people products that are only benefiting them and not placing any risk to their health.
And then you guys also offer a explain to me real quick the difference, and we only have a couple minutes, so I know that this conversation could go on, but there's a lot of work now with extracting the DHA from the algae. How is that process done?
So we have a product called vegan DHA that actually is an algae source. Essentially, there are a number of manufacturers or raw suppliers of algae DHA. It's very similarly extracted in the same way that it's extracted from fish. It's simply the algae is broken up and centrifuged so that the oil is exuded. And then what we simply do is we use the technology, CO2 extraction technology, to get that DHA to an even higher concentration. And people love it because they perceive it as being a far more sustainable source of DHA and omega-3s. And for these vegans that can't obviously take fish, it's a great way of them getting the DHA form of omega-3 in their diet.
And there's no harsh chemicals or anything used in the algae extraction process?
Not at all, no.
Okay.
It's exactly the same as our other fish oil extracts.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for being on the show today, Chris. I think it was a really important education about omega-3s and their difference between omega-3s and a fish oil supplement. And I think the product you guys are bringing to market does a really great job of really delivering a good omega-3 supplement in a very easy to take way, because again, a lot of the other fish oil supplements on the market, to get to these therapeutic levels of, as you mentioned, about 1,000 milligrams of active EPA and DHA, people are having to take high amounts. And if you can get it in just a couple pills versus four pills based on a new approach to extraction and technology, I think that's a really great breakthrough for a lot of people out there. So appreciate you sharing the information and for being on the show today, Chris.
Dr. Basir, it's been an absolute pleasure being on your show. All the best.
Thank you very much. So, everybody, that wraps up today's Essentials of Healthy Living radio show. Dana Lake will be here next week with another great topic. Don't forget to tune in the week after. I will be back sharing lots of wonderful information for you. If you want to listen to the show in its entirety, go to www.myvillagegreen.com. Click on the Archive Show section, and it should be available to download just a couple days after it airs on Sunday from 10 to 11. So thanks, everybody. Look forward to talking with you in a couple weeks. This is Dr. Passero wishing you guys all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.